Can't win if you don't play. Register today.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, we're back. Sun shining. 27 degrees where we're at Thursday, November 30th. Edition of the morning show, and welcome to it. Busy morning, a lot of great guests, and right now we're talking CHI, Health at Home. We're talking Hospice Month. Have Alicia and Heather in from CHI this morning in studio. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Heather, we'll start with you. November, kind of Hospice Awareness Month. You've had a lot going on. Tell us what's been happening here.
Yeah, so the month of November is National Hospice and Palliative Care Month, and the focus of this month is courageous conversations. And so we're really encouraging families, friends, loved ones to have those conversations about what one's wishes may be during those really challenging times of healthcare crises. On the fun side of this month, we've been recognizing our community support systems. We realize the impact that community has for the outcomes of our patients. And so we have been delivering various certificates of appreciation, some baskets of cookies as a small token of the support we have.
Fantastic. And so you've had a busy month.
We have, yes.
Good stuff. And how long have you been doing this, Heather? How long have you been involved with CHI?
Well, I am new to CHI Health at Home.
That's why I asked the question. You're the newbie. I love this.
Yes, I'm the new director, and we have a new staff, Missy, who's our client relations associate. And so she's been out in the community getting to know patients, families, some stakeholders, and really promoting the services that we provide.
You know my next question. How's it been going so far?
Really good.
Good.
I love the support we have in the communities that we're present in, and it's just been really welcoming.
Okay, now I got to dig in. Pry, what drew you to this? What brought you to hospice and palliative care?
I live in a small town. I grew up in a small town, and I love the impact that communities have. And being in such a supportive environment really just does it for me. It fills my cup.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's satisfying to you.
Absolutely.
Have you found your niche?
Yes.
So you'll be with us for a while.
Oh yes.
I love that story. Alicia, step up. We're going to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being in studio.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. What can you tell me about palliative care?
Well, I'll start off with I have been working for CHI Health at Home for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Last day of November, so getting it in just in time with this Awareness Month for Hospice and Pal Care. I want to talk about the services that both of those provide. You hear CHI Health at Home. We also provide home health services, but again, focus today is hospice and palliative care. Hospice care, obviously, a lot of people understand it as end-of-life care. Usually, it is for people who have a prognosis of less than 6 months of life. Now, hospice, sometimes you hear the word, it's a scary word, and you think, oh my gosh, what are we supposed to do?
Right.
One of the biggest things that I like to share is hospice is not giving up hope. It's a new type of hope. It's hope for quality of life. It's hope for good days to enjoy with your family and hope to spend those days together,
right,
in love, and we just add that layer of support for you and help educate what can we expect when our loved one is dying, what resources do we have in our community, and we work together with assisted living, nursing homes, your primary doctors at your clinics. So we are all working together to provide that best care and best service as you live out the rest of your days.
And again, you say you're trying to change the perspective.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's great. And that's a wonderful way to put it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. It's just a different type of hope.
Right.
So, and then another just little bit on hospice. A lot of people wonder, well, when do you go on hospice? And in the past, hospice has been cancer patients. Everyone thinks, oh, cancer, that's when you go
immediately
on hospice.
First thing that popped up in my head.
Yep.
Right.
But it's not just cancer. It's a lot of chronic diseases. And we have people with heart failure, COPD, kidney failure, all of those diseases. And a lot of times getting on hospice earlier is better because we are experts at managing your symptoms.
I think that'd be crucial.
Yes.
It really is.
Yep. Yep. Right. So, you know, we have people who come on hospice for, you know, a few days. We have hospice patients for upward of years. So everyone is different.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Well, and I've heard it said, too, take special people to do what you do. Best part of your job. Now I get to dig in pride. Best part of your job.
Well, I grew up in Wapton my whole life. You've stumped me. The connections, just that rapport that we make with our patients, and really, truly, you feel like you've made a difference.
Right. Well, that's not just a surface connection. That digs
deep.
Down pretty deep.
Yep. Yep.
What's your biggest challenge? I would think there'd be a lot of challenges to doing what you people do.
Of course. Well, again, everyone's different. So doing what we can with the resources we have to meet their needs and expectations. I think we do an excellent job.
Right.
Because, again, we are experts and our team is outstanding. But it's just, I think the most difficult thing is doing your best. And sometimes you just are like, did I do it? Did I do okay?
Right.
You know, you want to treat these people so well and you just hope for the best for everyone.
So people are out there listening to this and maybe some tough questions coming up and they're going to need CHI Health at Home. They're going to need hospice. Who can they contact? Who can they reach out to?
Yeah, they can contact our office, CHI Health at Home. You can talk to our director, Heather, who is just on with us, or you can touch base with Courtney Crump, who is our clinical coordinator. Courtney can do home visits. She can go to the facilities and talk with your families about hospice and palliative care and let you know if they qualify and what other services we provide. Also, I have to do one little plug.
Sure.
Hospice, we are looking for volunteers. So if there is anyone out in the community right now who has, you know, the heart to sit with someone, provide companionship, comfort, we are always, always looking for volunteers to spend time with our hospice clients.
Okay. Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Love that. Well, I'll tell you what, your level of compassion and what you people do is truly astounding. And I'm glad we've got this resource in the community.
Thank
Alicia,
you.
Heather, thanks so much for stopping in and telling us a little bit about Hospice Month.
Absolutely.
Again.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Talking CHI, we're talking hospice and health at home. It's 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Morning comes and her hair's all a mess. That's when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Don't know she's beautiful. Well, Sammy, that's when you got to tell her. Sammy Kershaw, Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good Thursday morning. Hope it's good where you are at. Hey, listen, a lot of things on our community calendar going on. Valley Lake Boys Home presents their holiday open house. That is going to be next Wednesday, December 6th from 1 until 5. And Joanna Etzler going to be in next week. We're going to talk more about this. Valley Lake Boys Home is located 3850 200th Avenue South in Breckenridge.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and Friends.